So with that, you may be seated with that, like that, and enjoy his concerns and praises. I give you a thumbnail sketch of what's going on with Judy, and I'm grateful that she's here this morning. She gets to feeling real good, and then is ready for another bout of chemo to get her immune system down to zero before they transplant her own cells. And that is amazing. So hopefully, with all this, God will bless me and allow her to be with me a long, long time. And thank you for your help and prayers. Any joyous concerns you have this morning?
I have.
Please.
We had a very loving gift given to us this morning. The greatest gift is love. Travis Davis' his new translation Bible.
Oh, wow.
It's just so much easier to understand for me. I just want to say thank you.
Okay. You know, the all translations are good, and we all grew up basically with the King James Version. But in the way the English language works, it's somehow or another we come up with new words, acronyms, words change, and different things. One thing that I like about the New Living Translation, they stayed accurate to the original text and just brought it into English language that we can understand. So, but it's still a translation. So in order to really know, we have to go back to the original manuscript. And I don't know about you, I butchered the Greek language, so I don't speak Greek, I don't speak Aramaic, and I don't speak Hebrew, so I'm grateful for the translators. But when you know that you know, no matter what translation you're reading, it is the Word of God, and that's what makes it special. As what the cathedral used to say, what's over the door is within the heart. And you get that affirmation in reading the Scriptures. And guess who's the teacher? The Holy Spirit. Amen. Please, Sandra.
I forgot to mention it last week, but I spoke to you after church. A friend of mine, Shirley Bates, she just went on a excursion. She went to Greece, she went to Turkey, and she went to Ephesus. And she got to see the home that Mary left. Her last home that she lived in, and she got to go to the Colosseum where Paul preached. So she shared a lot of that with me. And her brother is a missionary, and he got escorted out of Morocco for passing out Bibles and told never to come back. So he gave her, whenever she told him where she was going, he gave her a lot of the background, and he told her that is the second city of, in the equivalent of Jerusalem, the second holy city, because that's where Mary and Paul and was. And so she showed me a whole bunch of pictures. She came over, she brought me a gift, and
It's interesting when you go to these sites. It's like taking the script to the stage, and you see the stuff that's recorded in here is really and truly there. I mean, it's fascinating. So, and we forget sometimes that after the resurrection, the different things that happened in the book of Acts, Mary and John and all the rest of them traveled up into those areas. So we're grateful for that. Anybody else this morning? Betty?
Jenny and Craig made it to Pennsylvania, and Craig's brother came home from the hospital on Sunday. His dad went into the hospital on Monday, and they have no idea when they're going to be back in Tallahassee. They're up there for quite a while, and hopefully this week they will get the next system day. They have a lot of decisions to make.
Thank you. Danny Craig, his parents are entering into a period of time in their life that they might go home to be with the Lord at any time. Excuse me.
My brother Hardy is still in rehab,
And he's getting better slowly, but my mind is really going bad, so they're really having difficulty with her. But just prayers for the whole family, because they all need help. It's just bad the way things are going down.
One other thing, Stan's mom is having medical issues, and her doctor is telling her that she needs to go on dialysis, and she's very resistant, so prayers for my mother-in-law, LaRue Gibson, and my father-in-law, Jerry Gibson, because they're having a lot of decisions to make.
And we certainly keep you in prayer, too. I know it's hard to be able to be there with them, but you know, it's amazing. When Jesus said, come unto me, all the little children, when we get old, our mind thing goes childlike. And I think that's God's way of letting us know that we can enter into the kingdom of heaven. But then the roles reverse. Those parents that took care of you, you're now taking care of them. It's an amazing thing how God works. So thank you, Sam, for being who you are. And thank you for...
Don't get done law, I appreciate it.
Anybody else this morning?
Pastor, just remember my friend Odie, that he's waiting for a liver.
Yeah.
He's suffering.
Thank you. Hear our prayers, Lord.